This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The packet, 8.net. Toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are entirely free. So once again, do enjoy those. They're on us. That's freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Well, we were talking about our little travel experience last hour, and we had a number of stories to tell, including our experience with the TSA, which thankfully wasn't as horrible as it has been for some people. But it's really a crapshoot. I mean, really, it's just rolling the dice on how angry of a bureaucrat you happen to encounter on that particular day. But also, we're internal. We're domestic, as they say. We're moving from New Hampshire, or we moved from New Hampshire to Los Angeles during the trip, and then back from L.A. to, actually, stopped in Detroit for 5 hours, and then back to New Hampshire. There are a number of people that come here for business reasons and pleasure reasons from other countries. And they have to go through something entirely different. In fact, what they have to go through has been so bad, and the word has gotten around so fast that it is so bad, that the international tourism to this country, to America, has dropped significantly in the last 6 years. According to Reuters, Grand Canyon, Arizona, which we flew over, very nice from up high.
Yeah, it was really amazing. I think we got the best view of the Grand Canyon I've ever seen, and yeah. I've been there a couple times.
Mary Ellen Fleming Hoffman manages a gift store on the plunging rim of the Grand Canyon, where visitors come to marvel at one of the world's greatest attractions. Business is good, local travel is buoyant, although one thing is different. Foreign visitors to the canyon, like other U.S. tourist attractions, are no longer coming in the numbers like they once did, she says. Overall, the number of foreign visitors are down, she said, and we'd like to see more of them. Well, sorry, Mary Ellen. Unfortunately, the U.S. government is busy searching everyone that comes here and harassing people for just trying to come here and enjoy themselves. And so I don't predict that you're going to be getting an uptick in international visitors anytime soon, at least until we get back to more freedom.
Right. Why would they want to come over here and get frisked and all that stuff? It's much harder to get through the TSA and customs and all that other stuff than it is just to fly domestically. We as Americans don't have any idea how difficult it is for foreigners to come here, and so why the heck do they want to?
Well, in fact, it's getting worse for everybody. I mean, yes, we still don't know what it's like for foreigners, but they're even going to make it worse for Americans who want to go to Canada and Mexico, places where they didn't have to have passports before. As of next year, you're going to have a passport to drive back from Canada or Mexico. As of right now, you have to have a passport to fly back from Canada or Mexico. So it's already being instituted. Anyway, Ms. Fleming Hoffman owns Hoppy House. Hoppy? Hoppy House. Which sells a selection of American Indian jewelry and other handicrafts. The store is among travel-related businesses across the United States, feeling a decline in the number of overseas visitors, which have yet to recover to levels before the September 11, 2001 attacks. According to the figures from the Travel Industry Association of America, the number of travelers to the United States, not including Canadians and Mexicans, has dropped by 17% since 2001. That's huge.
It is huge.
That's almost one out of every five people that would have come here, that were coming here, have stopped. According to the figures, or despite a record year for world tourism last year and a weak dollar against both the British pound and the euro, the number of visitors from Western Europe dipped by nearly 3% over the previous year. It keeps going down.
Yeah.
The pinch is...
Of course it does. Mm-hmm. And more foreigners find out.
The pinch has been felt by businesses from California to the Sunshine State of Florida, which draws tourists with its theme parks and beaches. According to industry lobbyists and analysts, the chief reason behind the decline is a convoluted visa process to enter the country and poor perceptions of treatment by pistol-toting and often stern-faced immigration officials on arrival. Wait, is it the poor perceptions of treatment, or is it just the poor treatment?
My God, they're having a perception of poor treatment. Look. If you're spending your money and you're getting treated poorly, you're not going to come back.
Yep.
This isn't prison, folks. These foreign tourists do not have to come here. They don't owe us anything. They're not obligated to give us their money.
Well,
we have to make them feel welcome.
You might have stumbled on something there, Mark. Maybe it is a prison. I mean, it's not a prison like you're used to seeing. Doesn't have barbed, well, they're going to have barbed wire down on the southern borders. And in fact, the indicators of prison-likeness of this country, of how like a prison this country is, are on the increase. In fact, when we were leaving the New Hampshire, the Manchester airport,
mm-hmm.
I spotted a guy with a mirror
going underneath
a handle.
Right. There was some vehicle. It was white. I think it was
a Christian bus, because on the plane that we were flying back on, there was a bunch of like Camp Christian people or something. Like
okay.
That. I think their bus had parked out front to pick up the group of people, and there was some security bureaucrat walking around the bus with a mirror on a long stick.
Mm-hmm.
And you made a comment.
I made
that.
The comment is, look, it's just like prison, because that's what they would do. They do at prisons is they, you know, when a vehicle pulls in, any vehicle that goes onto the prison compound has to go into the what they call a sally port area, where it is inspected all over to make sure that there's, you know, on the way in and on the way out, to make sure that there's no way for convicts to escape. Or I suppose that now they're looking for anything, but you know, they don't want to bring in black market stuff either for, you know, the prisoners.
So, I mean, that's how they're treating Americans. They're searching them for bombs. They're considering them suspects. They're treating international travelers even worse. So I can totally understand why people would not want to come here. There are plenty of other beautiful places around the world to go visit. I mean, yeah, the Grand Canyon's beautiful, and there's plenty of nice places here, but why bother going through the hassle? In fact, in a survey conducted by the travel industry or a travel industry lobby group, the Discover America Partnership, late last year, the United States scored more than twice as badly as the next region on the score sheet in terms of travel friendliness. Twice as bad as the next most unfriendly area to travel to. What do you think was the next most unfriendly area in the world to travel to?
North Vietnam.
The Middle East. The United States is now twice as bad, according to the Discover America Partnership, is now twice as bad
as
the Middle East.
As a place where you can't have alcohol, porn, you know, all kinds of stuff.
You get less hassle when you want to go travel to Iran than the United States.
Wow.
Two-thirds of respondents worried they could be held back at airports because of a mistaken form filing or a misstatement to immigration officials. And you know what? They should be concerned, because we've seen those stories. Those stories have happened. These are bureaucrats. They screw things up all the time. Botching it up is job number one for a bureaucrat. And so, yeah, you don't file your
God's
form.
God's honest truth.
If they lose your form, then you fly over here, they're going to hold you at the airport and send you back.
Right. And that's just it. And anybody who's dealt with the government on any level understands the government loses forms.
Mm-hmm.
They just do.
Half of the respondents said officials were rude. Imagine that. And that they feared them more than the threat of terrorism or crime. That bears repeating. Half of respondents to this study, again talking to international travelers to America, said that officials were rude and that they feared them more than the threat of terrorism or crime. And again, the statistics bear that one out, too. Look at the statistics. Even worldwide for terrorism, the incidence of terrorism worldwide, of course, incidence of terrorism in the United States, next to zero. But the incidence of terrorism worldwide, when compared to the governments and the danger from governments, the possibility of being arrested, the possibility of having your time wasted, that's at the very least what's going to happen. You're going to have your time wasted. At the very worst, you could be arrested or thrown into a secret prison somewhere. So who wants to take that risk? The fact is, you've got a much higher risk dealing with the government. There's a much higher chance that the government is going to harm you than any sort of random terrorist organization. And so that's what people are concerned with. For many foreign tourists and business travelers, the anxiety surrounding the entry process makes rival destinations in Europe, Asia, and Africa more attractive to visit than the United States. Those travel dollars are going to get spent somewhere. It's just not going to be here. 1-800-259-9231. More analysis on the way of the international travel problem. Serious, I would say it's almost a crisis here in America.
Well, you're not going to hear about it on the regular news simply because they don't want to address these issues.
They don't want to show
that they're TSA agents.
This is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to Packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's Packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Ligas with another Car Clinic Minute. Sherlock Holmes, Miss Marple, and Perry Mason. Everyone likes a good mystery. But if you don't have a clue what 10W30 means, don't ask the butler. When I come back, I'll tell you.
I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG.
The case of what does 10W30 mean tops the bestseller list of oil mysteries. Here are the clues. The first number rates the oil's viscosity, or thickness, at 0 degrees Fahrenheit. The W means the oil can handle cold winter temperatures. And the second number refers to its viscosity at 210 degrees. FYI, lower numbers mean thinner oil. Today's cars typically use skinny oil, like 5W30, so that it can squeeze into tightly engineered engine parts. Now the mystery's solved. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, place to go, all the features free, including archives. That's right, an entire year's worth of the show waiting for you, front page of the website. You just click and download. There's no logging in, no membership fees. You don't have to watch a bunch of advertisements. It's free at freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or a living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com.
We're talking about a significant problem, a serious issue that America is facing right now. And that is that according to statistics, According to the travel industry, the percentage of people that are no longer traveling to this country has dropped by 17%.
Yeah.
International travelers.
17% fewer international tourists.
That's correct.
Since 9/11.
That's significant.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to do some serious damage to people whose livelihoods depend on tourism.
That's put a certain amount of businesses that rely on foreign tourism out of business.
Now, I don't know. Well, maybe. It's possible that that's happened. We haven't seen the stories about
that. No, absolutely.
They were reported on.
But when you're talking about a 17% drop...
Somebody's hurting, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If they haven't gone out of business, they're hurting. They're not making the money they once did. They may not be able to make it up in other areas simply because their business relied on those people,
mm-hmm.
and they're just not coming here. Instead, they're going elsewhere. They're going to Europe. They're going to Asia. They're going to Africa. They're going anywhere else but America, and that's because of the government security system that we have here. And there's probably also a factor of just... America, the United States government sucks, so I'm not going there, just because of the things they do around the world, you know, with their 700-plus military bases, and actually I saw a study recently, 144 countries is what we're in now, Mark. Not, we always say that cite the 130 number.
Right,
134.
God.
So all of these different things the government is doing, harassing people at airports, etc., it's making people say, well, let's see. Well, honey, we're going to take a vacation here this year, and, we really liked going to Disney World 20 years ago, but now things are different over there in the United States. Let's go see something in Africa. Let's go look at some lions or something like that. We'll go anywhere else but the United States. Let's go relax in the Bahamas. Let's go down to Australia. They're not coming here.
It's true.
And the travel industry has done some studies. They've talked to people who have come here and asked them why they wouldn't come back. Two-thirds say they were concerned they might be held back at airports because of a bureaucratic bungle or a misstatement to immigration officials. Oops, you say the wrong thing to the bureaucrat?
Like your English isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
It happens, right? I was speaking Spanish to a guy at a place that I worked, and I intended to ask him if he wanted some cookies, but instead I asked him if he would like some little chickens. And he was really confused by my question.
Boils?
Yeah, the difference between galletas and gallinas.
Ah.
But, it's kind of a close word. And
sure.
Don't you think you could get in trouble if you said one wrong word for another?
Half of them, the respondents, said officials were rude and they feared them more than the threat of terrorism or crime. For many foreign tourists and business travelers, the anxiety is sending them to other countries. British visitor Mitchell Lenson told Reuters as he stood at the windswept promontory overlooking the Grand Canyon, quote, "There's other places you can go where you don't get treated badly at immigration and ports of entry. The assumption in the United States is you must be a criminal, so we'll treat you that way," he added. That's how one of the international visitors to the United States feels. He feels like he is presumed guilty. Who wants to feel that way when they're coming on a vacation?
I can't imagine anyone does.
Who wants to put their children through that?
Why would you spend
that?
Money for that?
I mean, it's one thing to go as an adult. You know, adults could possibly understand some level of security. They could say to themselves, well, they're just trying to be secure. But kids? Who wants to put their kids through the rigmarole of the TSA and customs?
I'm sure that that woman who had the newborn in line was sorry that she ever saw a TSA agent.
She was probably thinking about driving.
Yeah.
Travel industry sources say the frosty welcomes not just for driving tourists, but also business travelers from overseas, foreign students, and even foreigners seeking medical care in U.S. clinics and hospitals. Jeff Freeman, the executive director of the Washington-based Discover America Partnership, says the decline is costing the increasingly service-led United States economy dearly. He says it harms our economic security. As the number of foreign visitors falls, we lose billions of dollars in spending, billions of dollars in tax revenues, and hundreds of thousands of jobs. And there's going to be a ripple effect.
Of course.
Now, Mark, you and I, we do radio. Our career doesn't really directly depend on international visitors coming to America. But the fact is, as these other businesses continue to suffer, those who do directly depend, the travel and tourism industry, the hospitality industry as well, as those who do depend on international visitors begin to suffer, they begin to lose revenues, they're either going to go out of business or have to raise prices for the existing clients that they have coming through the door, and or cut jobs. That's another way they could deal with this. There are only certain economic things that will happen as a result of this. And if people are losing their jobs, businesses are suffering, those businesses, those hotels, they may not be able to afford to purchase things from their vendors like they used to, from the people providing them with services. So again, it's going to sort of ripple out. And as more people continue to stay home or travel elsewhere, the effect will become even more pronounced. But guess what? Someone's got a solution. Who do you think has it?
Oh, the government?
The government. They're going to save the day. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are expected to present a bill this year drawing on the Discover America Partnership's Blueprint to Discover America report, which was crafted with input from Tom Ridge, the very first Homeland Security chief. Well, if Tom Ridge, whoever the hell that was behind this, I mean, how could this fail? Well, it's government.
Well,
the
government fails on a regular basis. It's no surprise when the government fails to do what it set out to do. And you know, the other thing is when the government quote unquote succeeds, it's a qualified success. Generally, if they succeed in doing whatever it is that they hope to do,
spending billions.
Right. They usually pay twice as much to eight times as much as they should have paid in the first place. And I'm sorry, you know, somehow the government gets a buy in this arena. Well, you know, sometimes the government's a success because it does get the job done, albeit at a very expensive price. Look, if my wife sent me out to go buy a car for $20,000 and I came back with a car that was worth $20,000, but I paid $60,000 for it, she would consider me a failure.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. When the government spends, yeah, I'm sure she would. When the government spends
no
two or
sex.
Three times, I don't know what. Well, the thing is, well, it's the American people that are getting effed, not the, you know. I
yes,
don't know.
We
it's
sure
so
are.
Ridiculous.
Well, here there are proposals. Here's how they plan to fix through lawmaking the immigration problem, not immigration problem, the travel problem. Among proposals are contracting more staff at U.S. consulates overseas. So let's hire some more bureaucrats overseas. To bring down wait times for travel visas to 30 days from the current levels of up to 3 months in some countries, and sending in troubleshooting rapid response teams to tackle backlogs. Okay, reducing the time on the visas might be a very, very small step in the right direction, but still it's bureaucratic, still it's a hassle, and still it doesn't do anything to address the real threat, and that's the TSA and the Customs Department. There's more proposals, though, on the way. 800-259-9231. And then Free Talk Live will make our proposal as to how we could possibly bring more tourism back to the United States, bring back more people to spend money here. It's possible, and it's actually pretty simple. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll free, 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And so once again, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The wiki's there, over 1,000 pages. Created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive there. It's free, like everything else is on our website. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does it. Collections, that is. Early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. Talking about a serious problem that America is facing right now, it's an immigration...
No, it's a travel issue. Right.
Foreign visitation. People who are coming here to spend a vacation. In fact, it's even affecting business travel to an extent as well, but especially those who are coming here to relax, to enjoy a little bit of leisure time, to see the sights, as there are certainly many to see. The Grand Canyon was given as one example. Obviously, we could go through a long list of wonderful, exciting, neat places and places to go and things to do in America. But unfortunately, the draw just isn't worth it. Those things to go and do and see just aren't interesting enough to get people to go through the hassle of the TSA and the Customs Department and all of their related bureaucracies and laws. They just aren't doing it. There's been a drop by of 17%. 17% less people traveling here internationally. And you know what? That doesn't include Canada and Mexico. And if I recall correctly, we had a story about Canadian travel, and that has dropped, I think it was 21% in the last 5 years.
You know,
so it's all going down.
I can't tell you how many Americans have stopped traveling domestically based on this, but I imagine there's a few. And
our listeners have called and said they don't fly.
There's some people that have called in and said they didn't fly. So there has to be a percentage that's been lost. People just don't want to be felt up. They don't want to have their possessions, rummaged through. They just want to go through the trouble.
Yeah.
Different.
Who wants to be yelled at?
Their reasons. And so foreign travelers, it's going to be worse. Not only do you have the TSA, but you've got customs on the border, too. Yep. And, you know, things happen at the border. I can attest to it. I went to jail going to Canada.
Whoa.
And, you know, it happens.
So the government has some proposed solutions to the problem, which, of course, if you know anything about government, you know inevitably will fail or cost a lot of money. So they've already suggested hiring more bureaucrats at consulates overseas to bring down wait times, allegedly, for travel visas. That's what they're saying. They're saying that hiring more bureaucrats will bring down the wait times. I don't know if there's any actual evidence that that will be the case. It seems to me you hire more bureaucrats, you're just going to have more donut consumption. It also proposes extending the visa waiver rights currently held by 27 countries worldwide to other nations to allow more visitors to bypass the strained visa system. Back in the United States, proposals include hiring 250 more customs and border protection agents to work in busy airport arrival halls and in consulting theme park operator Disney for tips online management. So, there again, another proposal, hire more bureaucrats. That's their proposal.
Right.
Let's hire more bureaucrats.
What are they going to do with the bureaucrats? You know, say nice things to the foreigners in their language?
Allegedly, more bureaucrats will allegedly process the applications quicker and will allegedly process the people quicker. But it doesn't do anything to address the fears of the people who want to come here. They're afraid of the bureaucrats. Hiring more of them isn't going to make the problem go away. Tourist authorities say other countries use more state funds to lure foreign visitors, and they would like to see higher government spending to woo foreign visitors back to the United States. Vanessa Welter, communications director for state tourism agency Visit Florida, says, quote, "The welcome from the U.S. government just hasn't been there. We want to ensure our borders are safe, but we also want to ensure that people know we want them to come here. With the exchange rate, we're on sale right now," says the tourist bureaucrat from Florida. And of course, she wants more funds from the federal government is what she wants. She wants a handout so she can buy more advertising or whatever, or do whatever it is that the bureaucrats do with the handout. So here's a summary of the government proposals to fix the international tourism problem.
You know,
hire more bureaucrats and spend more money on spend more tax dollars on advertising America.
You know, I've got to say that I think that advertising dollars are probably some of the best thing they can do with tax money. Generally, advertising rates are, they're negotiable, and the government generally pays the highest rate that's out there, but it's still not double what everybody else pays. So the government probably gets its best money's worth when it buys advertising.
But still, these are all increases in the size of government.
Sure they are.
All
I'm just saying,
of
all the things that they can do, advertising's the least worrisome to me.
But really, I mean, if you look at this and you say, okay, well, they're going to, let's say they do all this. Let's say they hire the new bureaucrats and they start spending more money on international advertising. And it gets the number of international visitors to, instead of, what it's doing right now is it's dropping every single year. Last year, it dropped 3%. So maybe it'll even that out and stop it from dropping. Maybe it'll raise it 1% or half a percent. Those extra people coming in, are they really going to offset the increase in government as far as how much more money that they're going to need to take from U.S. taxpayers in order to make up the difference? Either way, it doesn't matter to me. It's
doesn't
an increase of government, and it needs to be opposed. Now, what we need to do instead of just sitting here and griping about this is to come up with a solution. So, Mark, how do we get more people to visit America from internationally from other countries?
Well,
what's the solution?
We make the process easier for them, and slowly they'll come back.
Okay,
we get rid of some of the hurdles that they have to jump, including pieces of paper that they have to get in advance. You get rid of the TSA and the customs, or at least tone down.
But we need security.
I understand that we need security.
Tourists.
I know.
Scary. I'm scared.
You know, the issue there is really foreign policy. It's not, terrorism. We can't stop. As a matter of fact, the TSA stops about 25% of the bombs, guns, and knives that their own auditors try to slip through.
You know,
that means they don't stop 75% of the damn bombs. Are you telling me that if you're trying to get a bomb into the United States via or onto an airplane, that you're not willing to put two on, and then your chances, statistically,
double,
one of them is going to get on?
Yeah.
So, please, the TSA, it's not working, folks. It's not working. It's a bad idea.
It's all symbolism. It's all for show. It's I don't know who titled it this, but I think it's brilliant. Security theater is what they call it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I think it's great. Yes, I agree with you. Reducing the restrictions, reducing the regulations. To be very specific, what I'd like to see happen is the complete abolishment of the TSA, the abolition of the Customs Department, and putting security in the hands of airlines. So therefore, Qantas or whatever the other international airlines are that are servicing the United States, would be able to set their own security protocol. And so if they wanted to really search people very thoroughly, they could do that. If they wanted to let people on with guns, they could do that too. It would be their choice as a business, and it would be your choice as a consumer as to whether or not you would want to utilize their services. So let's let the market decide on this whole security thing. That would bring people back here. And, of course, bringing back the troops from all around the world might go a long way to tell the rest of the world, to symbolize, and symbolism's so important, to symbolize to the rest of the world that, hey, we're done with this imperialism. We're done with this nation building. We're going back to being in the land of the free. Thanks very much. Come here and enjoy the stay. That's all it would take. Then it would just be a matter of a few years before people started pouring through the borders to come here on vacation to enjoy themselves, because costs would lower. You eliminate the TSA, eliminate the Customs Department, airline tickets are going to go down. Eliminate all the government regulations in regards to air travel and the airline industry. I think I read that half of the price of the gas that the airlines pay is taxes. Half of it.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
And fuel cost is a huge chunk of your airline ticket.
You know, I still have I have a bit of a problem, a bit of a concern when it comes to just doing just what you said. We have an adventurous foreign policy. And, you know, if we don't completely back off all of it...
That's what I said. Bring home the troops.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't.
Bring them home. Bring them all home. And then,
yeah, we would have to bring home all the troops to...
shut down the military bases.
But, you know, getting rid of the TSA, the fact is they just don't work.
Yep.
They don't work. If they're only catching 25% of the bombs, then all you have to do is put two bombs in and you've got your bomb on board a plane.
Do you disagree? 1-800-259-9231, if so, or if you just want to bring up whatever's on your mind, that's why we call the show Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. On the way, New Mexico. The state, the government there, has banned cockfighting. We'll talk about it. Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Does this sound bring on a sudden onset of fear? A fear of not knowing who's on the other end? Do you avoid picking up the phone, knowing it's just going to be another harassing phone call from a debt collector? Do you resent your daily trips to the mailbox, knowing it will be flooded with notices from creditors? Over 1 million credit card holders will declare bankruptcy this year. Learn how to legally eliminate your credit card debt. Want to know more? Call 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Updates are there. You get signed up, we'll pull you in. Whenever there's something fresh to announce, get on it. Get on the list, that is, at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you enjoy building things? Woodcraftplans.com has hundreds of blueprints for things like lawn chairs, rocking horses, yard shadows, fine furniture, and more. Step-by-step instructions and full-size patterns guide all skill levels. Woodcraftplans.com supports FDL. Please support Woodcraftplans.com. That's Woodcraftplans.com.
So, New Mexico. There's a new law.
Oh, good.
According to Reuters, they've outlawed cockfighting on Monday. In a victory for animal welfare groups, leaving Louisiana as the last state in America where the controversial practice is legal.
That's amazing to me.
Governor Bill Richardson said after signing the bill, quote, I'm proud that New Mexico will now move beyond cockfighting and join the 48 states that have already banned this outdated practice. Cockfighting involves roosters, or cocks, with razors tied to their claws battling each other, often to the death, with spectators placing bets on the outcome of each contest. Now, it certainly seems like something I wouldn't spend any time doing. It seems a little despicable. It seems a little nasty. But should it be banned? If you agree with this ban, I'd like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Now, supporters argued that cockfighting is a Hispanic tradition and that any ban would simply push it underground. Opponents said it was a clear-cut case of animal cruelty and that it encouraged illegal gambling. You know, this is an interesting issue, isn't it? Because we've certainly talked before about the idea of, for instance, getting the paring the government very, very far down to the point where if there's a guy in his backyard and he's beating his animals, would he be able to be arrested? And I've said, well, he shouldn't be. I've said he should be ostracized. He should be made into a social pariah. On a voluntary basis, if indeed people have problems with what he's doing. I'd have a problem if my neighborhood was beating his dog in the backyard. Cockfights? I'd probably ostracize somebody on that basis as well. I would not put someone in jail for it. And I agree with the cockfighting supporters in this case in that it's not going to stop. It's just going to go underground, get more dangerous, get more deadly, more risky for the participants. It'll be a black market activity supported by gang members as opposed to something that some Hispanics are just doing to have a little bit of fun.
You know, I can see where they're coming from. And
the banners, you mean? Or
the banners. I can see where everybody's coming from. I don't like the idea of, for instance, dogs fighting. Cocks fighting doesn't bother me quite so much.
Why?
Why what? They're birds as opposed to mammals? I don't know.
Makes them less of a animal, I guess? Birds can feel too, right, Mark?
Chickens are dumb.
But so they deserve to die?
The ones that you eat do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm just asking questions.
Okay, just so we... and I'm just giving you answers, buddy. You know, if people don't like the way animals are killed, it's going to be a problem. Because if I don't like the way this, you know, a rooster's killed in one of these fights, then somebody else is going to come along and say, well, I don't like the way that Kentucky Fried Chicken slaughters its chickens.
Ooh,
and then,
yeah.
And then we've got a whole new bag of worms that we have to deal with there. And that's a real problem. Now, I personally, I would definitely go see a bullfight. I'm interested in seeing one of those before I die.
Really? Why?
Why am I interested in seeing one? I don't know, because there's been so much art and history around them. I'm interested.
I see where you're coming from. I consider it horrible.
Okay.
Yeah, I would not go.
I would watch a cockfight. I would be very upset if I saw a dogfight.
At this time, we have to speak out because of our children, said Alan Sanchez, spokesperson for the Conference of Catholic Bishops. The church clearly defines that cruelty to animals is wrong. The ban had the support of the influential New Mexico Conference of Catholic Bishops, which represents 600,000 New Mexicans. Opponents of the ban, which goes into effect on July 1st, call it a blow to Hispanic culture. Now, again, if the church says that cruelty to animals is wrong, then what defines cruelty to animals? Is it the law? Does the law define what is cruel and what is not? Is it still legal for me to slice a chicken's throat in my backyard and bleed it out and cut it up and put it on the grill? Is that legal?
It is legal, but that would be a problem. You know,
apparently it would. That could be considered cruel.
Where
do you draw the line?
I'm sure that there's a religion out there. There's got to be where you have to properly bleed your chickens before you eat them,
mm-hmm.
and that might include leaving the chickens somewhat alive for the operation of the bleeding. You never know how these things go.
Now, also, is it cruelty to animals to put them in? How do they get them to fight? Do cocks just want to attack one another?
I think so.
Okay, they just hate each other.
You wouldn't have too much trouble getting male dogs to fight. I mean, just about every time we had two males in the house, they would want to fight.
All the humans are doing in this case is they're tying razor blades onto their feet, or hooks, or whatever it is they're using, and the cocks are doing the fighting. It's not like the humans are attacking the chickens or the roosters. It's the cocks that are fighting with one another. So is that cruelty to animals, or is it allowing animals to be cruel to one another?
Well,
of course, is it possible for an animal to be cruel to another animal? No, it's the animal's nature to do that sort of thing. It's not cruelty.
I think what you're saying, but it's somewhat cruel. I would say it's somewhat cruel.
I have a problem with it, but I just don't know if it's. I don't know if you can accurately define it as cruelty to animals. You're not really doing anything to the animal besides placing it in a ring with a razor blade on its foot. If it wanted to, it could just not fight, but they want to fight. So should we lock up the winning cock in a jail cell because he's been cruel to the other cock? Is it possible for animals to be cruel to one another? 1-800-259-9231.
What about if you didn't tie the razors to the rooster's legs?
What do you mean?
Well, just letting them fight.
Yeah, I wonder about that.
Because that's what happens with dogs. I mean, dogs don't have razors put on their collars. They just let dogs fight.
Well, what if, for instance, there are farms with multiple cocks on the farm. What if there's just a fight that breaks out and a rooster dies, or heaven forbid, a chicken dies in the fracas? Then is someone going to monitor that? Or if a neighbor's nearby and a specifically nosy neighbor happens to notice this going on, can you get in trouble for allowing cocks to fight on your property? I mean, at what point does it become cruelty to animals?
I don't know. These are tough questions.
Anyway, David Lopez, a farmer, says, we have a right to have game birds. It's part of our culture. The law is just going to push cockfighting underground like it did for dogfighting. Oh, so he knows already that dogfighting's underground. I wonder how often dogfights go on. You know, it was suggested to me at one time that there are actually people that will go around and round up stray dogs. The underground people, the black marketeers in dogfighting, you think to yourself, black marketed dog. Who wants to watch dog fighting? There must be somebody out there, because it's going on, as I understand it.
I'm sure
there are people who will pick up stray dogs and take them to wherever their arena is and put them in a fight to the death.
Do they do that like a squash match? In wrestling, there's such things as squash matches. Essentially, they take some no-namer guy and put him in with a name.
The heel.
Yeah. No, a heel is the bad
guy.
The heel
is the no-name.
No, oh, he was the bad guy.
There's a name for the no-namer. There's like a term for that.
I don't know what it is,
okay.
But a squash. I believe it's called a squash match when they put the guy in there and he just loses.
Generic dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The bill prohibits cockfighting in the 20 New Mexico counties where it wasn't already illegal. State Senator Phil Griego, a Democrat who opposed the ban, called it a slippery slope. He said, what's next, a ban on rodeos, then hunting and fishing? Jesus never said cockfighting was a sin, he said during a hearing on the legislation. And I want to know from you as to whether or not you think this activity should be banned. I don't think it should. I find it despicable. I don't think it's a good thing at all to pit two animals together in a death match. They aren't consenting adults. They don't understand. I think it's okay if two adults want to sign a release form or whatever and go and duke it out in a boxing ring. I think that's fine.
Right.
Because they've made the conscious choice to go and do that sort of thing. Do cocks have a consciousness? I don't know. That's a question that science might be able to answer someday. Maybe they are consciously choosing to fight to the death. I'm not sure about that. But nonetheless, I think it's kind of despicable for people to tie razor blades to their claws and put them in a ring and egg them on and force them into this position. And do I think it should be illegal? Absolutely not. I think that these individuals who are involved in this should be ostracized by their community. Now, if they're in a community where people think this is A-OK, then they'll be all right, won't they? If they live in a neighborhood which is surrounded by other neighborhoods where everybody finds cockfighting to be an appropriate pastime, then no one will be ostracized in that case. And what's wrong with that? They're living with people who have the same value system as they do. So, if you disagree with me and you think ostracism is not the answer, that hard jail time is the answer for this, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. And do you really believe that outlawing cockfighting is going to do anything at all to protect cocks?
And what do you do with Americans that go to foreign countries to watch bullfights?
Also, if you've counted the number of times we've said cock during this segment, call in as well. 800-259-9231. Of course, the entire time referring to roosters.
Mm-hmm.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
What is